Zacardi Cortez did it one more time last night on Celebration of Gospel. Brother ripped it. I mean, he really did. Hitting that note also with Rance Allen in the audience looking on as well. And then Rance, when he did his performance, he hit that note and a few others as well. And you know what? I don't know if you were sticking around till the very end of Rance Allen's performance on Celebration of Gospel. Everybody was sitting back who knows Rance was saying, don't do it. And we know you're talking about, don't do it. And when he started to shake, I don't know if he went all the way around, but they cut to a commercial. Amen. All right. Hey, you hanging out with Sheila Bell the Bell on this Monday. And we're just hyped because got a chance to hang out with all my buddies. And this morning, talked to a lot of my friends. They still checking in. And right now, checking in my good friend, Brother Isaac Caree. Like Isaac, brother, this is like a brand new swag. Tell us about your performance, man, because it was off the charts.
This Sheila, I am so elated. I'm so, it was a dream of mine and a vision of mine to put this performance together. And when I tell you, it came together exactly the way I dreamt it, exactly the way I felt it. And I'm just so humble and so honored. And I'm glad that it translated on TV the way it felt that night. And I've been getting nothing but rave reviews. People have been so supportive. I'm on cloud nine. I promise I am.
Tell us about the special guest.
Farnsworth Bentley. He was better known as Diddy's assistant slash
stylist.
You know, stylist. You know, he's an international mogul when it comes to fashion. He's hosted, the red carpets on the Oscars and different things like that. And he's known for dancing as well. And I called him. He gave us the crisis a few years ago. And we became friends. And I called him and said, I told him my vision. I wanted to see 5 young men, real men of God, that look like men, dress like men, that can still have fun and give God praise, you know, and make our performance fun. And I told him, and he bought into it, and he was so excited. And I think that's what we gave the people last night.
It was off the chain, even from what you guys were wearing to the moves to the, I mean, everything to the very end when you guys whipped out the handkerchief and went, whee!
Yes, it was, I have no words to describe the feeling that I feel. Me and my family have watched it probably like 50 times. We've just been repeating it and repeating it and repeating it because it's almost surreal. It's like I did it and I was in the moment that night, so I didn't know how it was going to look. So I was critiquing it, looking at the spacing, and it just felt good. And it was something that gospel hasn't seen a lot of. And I think it was just a new turning of the page and a shifting of the guard. So I'm just grateful that God used me to do it.
Well, it was definitely fresh, a lot of great energy, and it was all you, from the dress, the style, the swag, the energy, and you brought that song up. I didn't know you could take it up another notch, but yeah, you did. So people are definitely feeling all of that as well.
Yes, they were so excited. Everybody was excited. So I'm just grateful to God. Thank grateful to BET. And, you know, and yesterday was just a good look for me. Yesterday morning, I was on Lift Every Voice. And then last night, Celebration of Gospel. And then at Celebration of Gospel, I did this show called Isaac Caree's First COG, where the cameras followed me around for 3 days and did like a web show. It's a 10-minute little show just on my journey for my first Celebration of Gospel. So it was just a blessed day for me, and I'm just enjoying the moment.
Well, congratulations. We always appreciate talking to you, but brother, I also appreciate your humble spirit, how God just continues to bless you and elevate you, but you have yet to get it twisted. So stay where you are, and I know God will continue to elevate your life, man.
Thank you so much, Miss Sheila, man. I really appreciate you, and you know, of course, I say it every time, but anytime you need me, I'm a phone call away.
Okay, I'm going to remember that.
Yes, ma'am. I love you.
All right, man. Hey.
The Bell.
At this moment, St. Jude Children's Hospital is saving lives.